Face of Indonesia. We are
today's sound.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Villages and development in disadvantaged regions, Minister Yandri Susanto has said that the Merah Putih village cooperatives can be developed based on the unique potential of each village. He said that the Merah Putih village cooperatives may be developed according to the potential of each village as a cooperative business, but the mandatory must always be carried out. Handling over the deed for a COPDES in Serang District, Banten, on Wednesday. The Tunu Pratama Jaya roll-on/roll-off vessel carrying 12 crew members, 53 passengers and 22 cars capsized in the true waters off Bali Island on Wednesday evening, a rescuer said. According to the ship manifest, the MV Tunu Pratama Jaya carried 53 passengers, 12 crew members and 22 cars, he added. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello, good morning, VOI listeners. How are you today? It's been such a long time. I'm just kidding. It's been 2 days since the last time I am accompanying you on Indonesia Today. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I was accompanying you for the morning session, and for today, I'll be here for the afternoon session of Indonesia Today. Glad to have you here with me, Yunika, your host for the next 6 hours. Don't forget, now in Jakarta, and I think in Indonesia, it is lunch hour, maybe past lunch hour or approaching lunch hour. So again, just like what I always do, don't forget to eat. I'll keep reminding you to stay healthy, you know, so don't forget to eat and drink up your water, because you have to be hydrated in order to still be, you know, in touch with me, listening to my broadcast. But not only that, if you're currently listening to online streaming voinews.id, don't forget that we also have an app, RRI Digital, which is available on Android and iOS. And other than that, if you want to, you know, get in touch with me, not only through the broadcasting, because in here you can only listen to me, but through our social media, we can actually have an interaction two ways. So make sure to contact VOI through Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2130. Okay, and now I'm going to play you the opening song, the current song that I love so much, entitled Begini Begitu by Malik The Essentials, in English translated to Like This, Like That. Because no matter like this or like that, I'll be here accompanying you always.
Sore tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama. Hari datang saat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu berseri memohon waktu berhenti. Hari datang, malamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu berdansa di taman ria, romansa hati dimanja. Amin untuk kita, ucap iya dia nyata.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bisa berjarak, apakah terpisah sementara? Oh, kini sejauh mata memandang, apakah terpisah selamanya? Kemana lagi akan ku temui? Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui? Walaupun wangimu tak lagi di sini, segala damai yang telah kau tinggal abadi. Kau kehidupanku selalu. Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui?
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the Sate Klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the satay. For one serving of Sate Klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Cinta yang tak mungkin.
Zimbabwe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Kau memandangku, bergetar hati ini.
Kau berikan harapan tentang warna-warni hariku. Semenjak ada dirimu, dunia terasa indahnya. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu. Kau untukku, nyatakanlah kepadaku janji indah yang ku tunggu. Semua kini telah bersinar lagi. Takkan ku ingat dia. Semenjak ada dirimu, dunia terasa indahnya. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakan.
learning about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outrage admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestions. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tucked away in a quiet corner of Menteng, Jakarta, once stood a modest yet culturally seismic address, the home of Alexander and Cecil Papadimitrou. To the casual observer, it may have seemed like any other colonial-era house, but for decades, it was the Jakarta Salon, a sanctuary where Indonesia art grew not just in canvas and color, but in soul and spirit. In the late 1950s through the 80s, the house became a crucible for modern Indonesian art, hosting informal gathering of painters, poets, dancers, and thinkers. Over cups of coffee and cigarette smoke, some of Indonesia's most iconic artists, Afandi Hendra Gunawan, S. Sujoyono, and Sri Hadi Sudarsono, debated aesthetics, ideology, and identity. It was here that careers were shaped and friendships forged in brush strokes. Alexander Papadimitrou, a Greek-born businessman, and Cecil, his Indonesian wife, were more than art collectors. They were quiet revolutionaries. With no formal training in the arts, their patronage was guided by instinct and unwavering beliefs in Indonesian creativity. They didn't collect art just for, you know, status or profit. Maybe there's a lot of people that does that, but they didn't collect art for status or profit, said art historian Rishika Asomo, whose new bilingual book, The Jakarta Salon, The Patronage of the Papadimitrous, recognizes their legacy. They collected out of genuine connection. Their home became a place where artists feel safe, challenged, and celebrated. Aw, this sounds very heartwarming. And this house, you know, what emerged is not just a story of art, but of course of care, and a couple whose home became a heartland for modernism in Indonesia. So this is a couple that also participated in the big revolutionary of Indonesia's art. And to commemorate this legacy, the Jogja National Museum opened a special exhibition last month featuring 12 seminal works from the Papadimitrou collection, from Hendra's political expressionism to the spiritual expression of Ahmad Sadali. The collection tells the story of a nation in flux and a salon that held space for its transformation. So this place is more than a salon. A salon? It's a home. Unlike European salons driven by patronage, politics, or academic critic, the Jakarta Salon was built on intimacy. Wow, there were no velvet ropes or spotlights. Children played in the garden while debates raged in the living room. Dancers rehearsed in the hall. The line between life and art blurred beautifully. Today, as Indonesian art rises in the global stage, the Jakarta Salon stands as a quiet reminder of its roots, humble, human, and profoundly hopeful. VOI listeners, is this an interesting information? Because I just found out about this, the Jakarta Salon. And I think this is revolutionary because, of course, we know there's a lot of great, great, you know, art from Indonesia, just like what's mentioned in the beginning, art by Afandi, Hendra Gunawan. A lot of Indonesian artists are very, very talented. But I didn't know until this day that, yes, they are talented, but they have a house, they have a home together to create, to discuss, to debate about art and express themselves. And turns out it's a home of a, you know, a foreigner who married an Indonesian, Alexander Papadimitriou, and Kaisel, his Indonesian wife. Props to this couple for, you know, nurturing Indonesian artists and art at that time. It's also because of them that Indonesia now is very big. And of course, now in the eyes of international, we are being seen. So, you know, props to Jakarta Salon. And if you are interested more about this, go look it up for yourself. And if you want more information like this, please check out our website, rri.co.id, for more news and information through Indonesia and international.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Sama-sama, sama-sama tahu, ada saja.
Kata orang yang baik belum tentu terbaik. Berulang kali coba pergi namun aku berbalik. Mungkin berarti ini bertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama lalu. Tapi ada saja yang membuat ku yakin lagi padamu. Kita sama-sama mau kau dan aku mencari jalan untuk bersatu.
Kadang ku sendiri, kadang ku mencari. Namun selalu padamu ku kembali. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store. And of course, after this, I'll be playing you a feature entitled Taufik Ismail. Who is Taufik Ismail?
The poetry of Nino Warisman is Palestine, How Can I Forget You? Palestine, How Can I Forget You? This poetry is themed with the children of Gaza who confronted Israeli aggression in 1988 to 1989. That's the poetry of Taufik Ismail, a well-known Indonesian poet and writer. Born by a couple between A. Ghaffar Ismail and Siti Nur Muhammad Nur in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, Taufik Ismail was grown up in Pekalongan. At that time, his parents, who had just married, moved from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, to Pekalongan, Central Java.
Ayah saya dan ibu saya belum berumur 21 tahun pada waktu itu.
My father and my mother were not 21 years old at that time. They were not disposed to legal. They were driven out of Minangkabau together with their colleagues of the same age. This was one thing that I could not tell you more. But the Dutch government did not drive away as they wanted. They asked where you were going if you wanted to get out from Minangkabau. They made a short survey where they would move to. Then they took conclusion. There were some very sympathetic areas of the freedom of struggle. Two of them were Pekalongan and Majalaya. Then my father chose a place in Pekalongan.
In Pekalongan, Taufik Ismail's father was known as a young cleric. His father taught Tafsir Al-Quran. Meanwhile, his mother taught women. His father had also changed the profession as a reporter in Sinar Baru newspaper in Semarang. There is a proverb saying that fruit falls not far from the tree. Taufik Ismail showed his interest in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam,
I was grown up under the strict situation of my father and mother. If they would give recitals, I should open the book first. The book were big and thick. After evening prayers, I saw them sitting. They said, take the book, read it, and make notes. I like to read and to buy books. So there were two things. First was reading, and second was writing. Well, this influenced my life. So once a month, I was taken into the bookstore. I might choose any book suitable for the children, while my father was looking for books that he would like to buy.
Taufik Ismail's interest in writing continued with the publishing of poetry, which he sent to the newspaper where his father worked. He was determined to become a writer and poet.
Nah, di SMA, saya sudah mulai memikirkan karir.
In a senior high school, I was already thinking about a career. I am thinking what I should be. Of course, I should study at university, but at the college, what subject shall I take? Then I wished to become a writer. Later on, I learned that those who wanted to be writers had to become journalists first. Between journalists and writers, they were much closer. In journalism, someone with writing talent got a job in newspaper more easily.
Pada umur SMA,
when I was at the senior high school, I received scholarship to study in United States for 1 year. The name of the scholarship was AFS, American Field Service. When I studied at high school in America, I stayed in an American family as a foster child. By chance, at the first stage, there were 7 persons. I went to America by ship for 1 month at sea. From Jakarta, I passed Colombo, Suez Canal, Napoli, Gibraltar, and Atlantic Ocean. And then I arrived in New York. I've read many literature books. One of them was a book of poetry by Sitor Situmorang. It was about Napoli. I brought the book, and then when the ship was about to arrive in Napoli, I read a poem. Well, it was really tremendous. I wanted to emulate Sitor Situmorang and wanted to write some poem.
Taufik Ismail desires to write poetry, and his interest in reading were forged in Whitefish Bay High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, where he lived with his foster family. At school, he had to read a book in English about 50 to 100 pages within 2 weeks. More sincerely, Taufik Ismail started to get used to a lot of reading with a fast time in 3 months. In addition to studying literature in the land of Uncle Sam, Taufik Ismail was guided by Helen, his foster mother, to learn working, which took him into another dream in his life.
Well, it was holiday. Ma'am Helen asked me on the later Christmas holiday what you wanted to work. Oh, no, working. No. Ma'am Helen said, you should work so you could get money. Oh, it is okay then if I got the money. I worked at a textile store. Then it was another holiday in April. I didn't know I was taken into a farm. Then I worked in there. My job was to mow the wet fields and to feed the chickens. The hard job was to cut the wet. If I finished at the middle of the day, I took break. I sat and ate my food that brought from home. I saw the farmer's house. Besides, there was a high barn where the grain was stored. I saw grandparents, sons, daughters, and 2 grandchildren. We were together. Alas, I was jealous very much. Then, if I return later, I had to have a place like this farm, and at noon, I sat down with my wife and kids while I was having lunch. But then, there was a typewriter. I typed poems in there. That was my dream.
Literature and farming were the dreams of Taufik Ismail that he told his parents on his return from the United States in 1957.
Cita-citaku, Pa, Ma, cita-citaku itu aku ingin jadi sastrawan.
My dream, father and mother, is a writer. I am talented to write poetry. In America, I read 7 books for a year and my grade was good. I wanted to be a writer, but to become a writer in Indonesia, literature cannot guarantee the income. We must have one profession. Profession is usually a journalist, and I do not want to be a journalist. I want to be a farmer who has 20 to 30 hectares of land, 20 to 30 cows, 500 to 1,000 chickens, and the knowledge of farming.
He tried to achieve his dreams by studying at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Husbandry at Bogor Agricultural University. After graduating from the college, Taufik Ismail wanted to open a farm ranch.
Keinginan saya itu saya ingin membuka.
My desire was to open farm ranch. Where was the place? Indonesia is very large. On the island of Java, it is difficult. 15 to 20 hectares would be very expensive. In Sumatra, it's costly as well. In eastern Indonesia, it might be cheap, but the distance is far. Finally, I could get a land in Malacca Strait. In there, there are about 20 to 30 islands in a row, and there are about 15 uninhabited islands. There is no person and it is spacious. The width could reach 20 to 30 hectares. I checked to Bapenas. Whoa, this was a great choice because of its marketing. So later, the chicken eggs and the chicken meat and beef and milk, I could sell them all to Malaysia and Singapore. But more interestingly, it's the east coast of Sumatra. On the east coast of Sumatra, there were 3 oil companies, namely Caltex, Stanvac, and Pertamina. Before, there was no Pertamina. The 3 oil companies had employed around 2,000 up to 3,000 people. How many eggs sold there would be sold out? How great my planning was, wasn't it? I didn't need to find credit to buy expensive land on the island of Java and Sumatra. I got one free of charge in Malacca Strait.
Unfortunately, the plan has not materialized. His life at the time would go on to take advanced studies in the United States along with 30 other people. This time, he was a young lecturer at Bogor Agricultural University, IPB. However, the signing of the Cultural Manifesto, which had been outlawed by President Sukarno, changed everything. Taufik Ismail and other artists signed the Cultural Manifesto. Three people supporting the statement that were public servants were dismissed, including Taufik Ismail.
Saya dipecat 3 hari sebelum saya pergi ke Amerika.
I was dismissed 3 days before I went to America. But the passport was on my hands and I also had the ticket. I wanted to escape abroad. Well, the first port to America that I stopped was Yokohama in Japan. Fortunately, my foster brother, the son of Mom Helen, was an army doctor who was on duty in Yokohama. I would land in Yokohama. I asked for help so that I was protected in Yokohama. My mother and father had come from Pangalongan. My younger siblings had come as well. They were very excited. Just imagine. It was 1964. Going to overseas was still luxurious. I did not say to the parents about the plan, but then I prayed tahajud. In my tahajud prayer, I got the answer. I should not go. I canceled it. I returned the passport.
The event did not make him stop working. As a poet, Taufik Ismail, who was also a founder of the literary magazine Horizon, on which he is now the chief editor, has read his poems in many regions across Indonesia and overseas. In every historic events in Indonesia, Taufik always appeared by reading his poems, such as the fall of the Suharto regime, Trisakti incidents, and the Bali bombing incident. In addition, Taufik Ismail's work also can be enjoyed through his translation of different languages. One of them is in Arabic. A collection of poems by Taufik Ismail, which was translated in Arabic language, entitling Faukab Turab Turab, meaning Dust on the Dust, is translated by Professor Dr. Nabila Lubis, a key literature lecturer at State Islamic University, Jakarta.
Walaupun karyanya diterjemahkan ke bahasa Inggris, ke Belanda, ke apa, tapi semuanya itu...
Although his work has been translated into English and Dutch, all of them do not satisfy him. He wanted one of his works in Arabic, wanted to serve his parents who used to wish him to be able to speak Arabic well. But he had done his best. He had already learned everywhere, but could not be. Finally, at least I created a book in Arabic to be presented to the spirits of my parents. This was a proof that I made something in Arabic. Translating a literary work is certainly not easy. It also makes Nabila Lubis think first before accepting the offer of translating poetries of Taufik Ismail.
Pertama ketika melontarkan masalah itu saya tergugah.
First, when delivering the question, I was intrigued, but I did not immediately accept it. That's a big problem. It's hard. How literature and Indonesian poetries are translated into Arabic? That couldn't be. Sir, give me time to think about it. I will think any time again. The request of someone in 1993 was asked which of Indonesian literature was and the other one he wished was met. Finally, I said, I tried first. I had already made a selection. And a list such as Bimbo Song. Sir, I tried first shorter songs. If it went on well, God's blessing, I directly moved to harder ones. Like God, the God Almighty, but that was made in Arabic was not good. Although it seems so easy, I finally tried again and tried again. Thanks God. Finally, I finished in 2 years. Fauka Turab Turab, or Dust on the Dust, is a collection of poems by Taufik Ismail from the years 1954 to 2013. These poems have been translated into Arabic language. This translation is his most noticeably emotional work because it was dedicated to his parents who actually wanted Taufik to become a cleric, since in Pekalongan, his father was called cleric.
Sosok Taufik Ismail, itu orang yang alim.
Taufik Ismail is a man who is very religious. He and his poems are beyond comparisons, and his efforts to enrich Indonesian literature was extraordinary. He's able to mix to anyone, anywhere, every corner of life, social or religious people and political parties. Everything that he could talk about made him truly rich. He enriched the Indonesian literature to enter all areas. So I was really amazed. For Taufik Ismail, everything is okay. So, to be one of his poems and writings for his outstanding classical language acquisition is really outstanding. Yes, Taufik Ismail is remarkable. From literature to music, he is very skillful. Poet who holds Datuk Panji Alam Khalifatullah was writing songs for Ian Antono, Krisya, and Arman Maulana. One of the songs he wrote is a religious song sung by singer and songwriter, the late Krisya.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari
Jadi pada suatu hari Krisya datang kepada saya.
So one day Krisya came to me and then he told, "Bro, I have a song. Would you like to make the lyrics for me?" He said that I love the lyrics sung by Maza. I replied, "Of course, I also love your songs." Then he gave me the tape and I wondered how long it is. The deadline was 1 month. He made the records in Australia. Then I listened to it. Whoa, the songs were very good. I really liked the songs. The songs were very nice. 1 week and 2 weeks is not possible. Where should I take it? 3 weeks and it has not been finished until the 4th week. It's already the 9th. And then I came up with my conclusion. It seems impossible. Yes, I will talk about it later on Saturday with Krisya. Then I said, "Krisya, bro, you couldn't do it. Your songs are good, but I didn't get the lyrics."
Kebetulan itu malam Jumat. Malam Jumat saya punya kebiasaan. Saya malam Jumat saya baca surah Yasin.
Well, it was Friday night. I had a habit to read surah Yasin. Then I came to surah 65.
A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Ala yauma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim dan seterusnya dan seterusnya. Saya kemudian Ini dia.
And so on. Then, I said, "Here it is. The theme is terrific. But can such a theme be so great to get into a song whose row is limited and its syllables are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouth can talk and cannot talk. Then hands talk and what they are doing. Then the feet go anywhere. Wow, it is very tremendous. One night, it was my all out. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krishu came and then I gave it to him. Krishu was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything.
Other religious songs that Taufik Ismail created are from a group of religious music from Bandung, Bimbo.
Oh, kalau dengan Bimbo banyak sekali.
With Bimbo, there are a lot of songs. So, three of them are the brothers who are very creative, just singing and whistling. As they sang, they were recorded and then the tape was handed to me. Then I sometimes asked what the theme was. Then they said that this was about salat, praying about yearning. But if there are many, it's up to you, brother. I love, but I am sometimes confused too.
Sajadah panjang terbentang dari kaki buatan sampai ke tepi kuburan hamba, kuburan hamba bila mati.
Kalau jelas betul misalnya tentang salat, seperti misalnya
obviously the clear one is very example about salat or prayer, such as long mat or long sajadah. It was good. I imagine the salat. When I imagine salat, I imagine a salat mat. But how did I get it into the lyrics? Oh, could I? I imagine our life was running over the world on salat mat, but the mat was too long. Initially, it was in the baby crib, and then ended up in our cemetery. And we walk in the world on this salat mat. When the imagination was found out, I then wrote the lyrics. It became easy, but getting the idea was difficult.
Taufik Ismail is one of the greatest writers owned by Indonesia until now. Hopefully, all his work may color the literature sphere and Indonesian music.
Hambat tunduk dan ruku, hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba, mengingat di kau sepenuhnya. Terbentang,
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts,